Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know why the Danish Ferry arrived, but shout out to the Danish Ferry. If you're watching on Monumental, I got apple. What'd you get, B?
I had like a little cinnamon roll. It's gone.
Shout out to cinnamon rolls.
But you said something earlier.
Uh-oh.
So you got me in my bag now, bro. I hear fans and people that cheer for teams always saying that a person played for the team, so they we don't have the same feeling that you all had. And I totally think that that's not real. I played 10 years in this town. And for 10 years, my livelihood depended on me going out here and doing stuff for this team. I know people say, well, I invested. Well, I bled, sweat, cried, had injuries, fought through stuff. Because if I didn't go out here and overcome, I couldn't have provided the life I provided for my kids. People are, well, I sacrificed. Well, you think I didn't damn sacrifice?
Good point.
When I left here, I still care for this team, but I had to do it in another city now. But then I come back, and I have been working here, and I still pull for this team as hard as anybody else. So just because you were born here or you are a fan doesn't make you have any more clout than I do. Because I know damn well you didn't do what I did to try to lift this team. You know what I mean? So I just want people to just think about that a little bit. If you've been cheering for 25 years, you're lacking. I've been here for 35 years. And I probably aged because of playing and trying to promote. And I didn't have the opportunity to just get off the bus when I wanted to and jump back on when things are going good. When the bus was going bad, I had to get out there and push that son of a bitch to make it move. You know what I mean? So I think people have to just think about that a little bit. Just because you're a fan and you think a certain way doesn't make your strife more than mine.
We got a trade, B.
Who we got?
We got a trade, Jeff.
Who are we getting rid of?
I'll give you $5 if you can guess.
Man, I don't know. I'm not trying to guess.
It's not Washington. If it was Washington, I'd have to tell Landfill we do the breaking
news.
That's
what I thought you was talking about.
No.
So, I don't know.
We're going to fight JP, man.
I gave you zero indication to suggest it was Washington.
Well, if you say we got to trade, we're thinking it's Washington.
The royal we.
Okay, so I don't know who.
The Raiders are dealing Jacoby Myers to the Jaguars for a 4th and a 6th round pick.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know.
All right.
Let's see what the callers want. Adrian is in Richmond. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, JP and B. Mitch, man. I was just calling to reach out. I'm trying to sell Cliff Kingsbury. I'm over the play call, and I think he can give us the most value at this point in time. I mean, Jaden Daniels can play a traditional quarterback role. He can go under center and make those plays and do the play action. He's done that at an elite level. We continue to suspect them to the defense and putting them in a poor situation under these RPOs, because at the end of the day, he's going to try to play Superman and try to make the best play out of whatever situation he can be in, and it's killing him. We need to play calling to protect them. I want to go ahead and trade Theo Cliff Kingsbury, focus on under center play calling, and get back kind of to that Shanahan type of era of play calling, and I think we'll be a good franchise going forward.
I don't know if this is a trade deadline for coaches. But there have been coaches traded in the league before. But I don't know. I don't know if this deadline is like for something like that. So we got to just stick to the players at this point.
That'd be wild. Thinking outside the box, Adrian. I appreciate that. Take care, man.
That's a fanatical fan. He came up with a something that nobody would have thought of.
Let's see what else the phones have to offer us. Anthony's in D.C. Ant, what's up?
What up, y'all?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. Hey, B. Mitch, man, I love you, man. Thank you, man, because I understand exactly where you're coming from and exactly what you mean, man. But us as fans, like, it's very personal and very just emotional, man. I just want to say a couple of things, and I know y'all got a lot of calls. I'm going to let y'all go. Last year, after the end of the season, everybody was talking about how great Adam Peters was, how great Cliff was, how great Dan was, how everybody was just so happy and so jubilant because we got rid of the old regime and brought in a new one. But my thing is, after what we're going through now, trials and tribulations, now everybody want to burn people at the stake.
Mm-hmm.
Man, people need to relax. Is y'all forgetting? We was in the 1 year, this the second year of basically a rebuild. This is the second year of Jaden Daniels, even though he got hurt. I don't want to talk about that because I'm going to get upset. I couldn't even call y'all for the past couple of days because I was going to curse. So people just need to relax. Let the people do their job. Ain't no sense in buying. Ain't no sense in selling. Just stay where you guys are and just try to get some picks in the upcoming draft. And just try to build for the future. We got hit by the injury bug. And that's another thing. I've never in my life seen a team had over 17, 18. Jaden was down. Noah Brown was down. Trey was down. Austin Eckler out for the year. That was four starters on offense. Cosme wasn't back. They was switching people up on the offensive line. Dedrick Wise went down. Armstrong went down. I mean, it was just on and on and on. And it's football. Things happen. These fans need to stop crying, put your big boy pants on, deal with it, and if you want to support the team, then support the team. We still got plenty more football left. Ain't nobody quitting. Ain't nobody giving up. And that's when you see who should be around and who not. Because who's still going to play hard? Who's still going to show some pride? I'm not saying that we're going to the playoffs and we can make a hell of a run. But still, we still have to play hard. We still have to end the season on a strong and positive note. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, man. Appreciate
your call, man. Thank you.
It's like family, dog. You can't get rid of your family, right?
Landfill, so far, the two trades that people have pitched are Tressway and Cliff Kingsbury.
I'm all in on trading Cliff. I don't get the Cliff hype. Never have. Probably never will.
But not Tress.
Oh, God, no. We need him.
That's all we got.
He's been our best player for the last decade. We can't get rid of him.
Mike is in Ashburn. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike? Chill, man.
Good seeing you, bitch. B. Mitch, I saw you down at DC Prime this Thursday.
Hey, man, why y'all call me B. Mitch and forget the M sometimes?
I did that on a calendar invite once. I wrote dinner with B. Mitch.
Oh, I catch it every time now.
So I think everybody's going a little crazy here. I think, you know, they did what they did this year because they thought they had a chance to win it all. So they didn't go full rebuild after that season we had last year. And they put some more veterans in here thinking a few more pieces might get us over the top. But it didn't, right? So now you got to reevaluate it. You got to get younger, of course. We have to definitely get younger. We have to get rid of some of the pieces. I mean, everybody's on the block at this point if anybody wants them, except for maybe a couple of the linemen, the offensive linemen. And that's about it. And of course, JD, everybody else has got to be on the market. I just think that they got to look at a full picture of it, and we're going to have to do a rebuild, which is okay because we got a young quarterback. So let's get some young people around him so we can build for the future. I think Zach Ertz would be a good fit for Green Bay, right? They just lost their their Pro Bowl tight end. He was going to be a Pro Bowl. Yeah. I mean, he could go. I mean, these are good. Just get as many as you can, and we'll do it with what we got for the rest of the season. Not quit. Still try to win some football games. But this is plan B. Plan A didn't work out. We had too many injuries. Now plan B, this is more of a long-term plan as far as get ourselves younger and more athletic, and then we plan for the next 3 or 4 years instead of this year. They plan just for this year that maybe we could get enough to get us over the hump and win an NFC Championship game and get Super Bowl. Didn't work out. So now we just got to regroup, calm down, keep everybody else in place, and move forward.
Mike, why are you calling him being a unicorn, man? Making sense.
He also started it out by saying bitch.
but Mike called it here and made some sense, man. A lot of times, you don't get a lot of sense on a lot of calls now.
Appreciate you, Mike. Take
good
care,
job, brother.
See you at DC
Great.
Prime.
Yep, Thursday. See you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wouldn't mind attending that.
Come on, man. Come get your steak.
Richard is in Leesburg.
Jeff gonna pay for it.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, how y'all doing? Brian, how you doing, man? This is Rich, man. Call some years ago when you, John, and I was on there, and I was saying that you was a cold-blooded man and Joe, and John kept telling me, what'd you say? You say it again? But anyway, man, this is what's happening. When we first start building this team and look for coaches, I knew that the first coach that was on their list was this guy Johnson that went to Green Bay, and he went to Green. He said that he went to Chicago.
Yeah.
He really wanted to come here, but he wanted to stay there for Dan because they thought that they could do it again. When that didn't happen and he realized that Cliff wasn't going to leave, he hurried up and went to Chicago because he thought Cliff was going to go there. But anyway, when I first seen how they was putting this team together, I said, Wagner, facilitator, Ertz, facilitator. You know what I mean? Didn't nobody know that they was going to do what they do. It was the greatness of this young quarterback that we got. So now what we got to do, we got to keep the team together, like the other caller said, play everything out, and just go ahead on and go through the draft. Can you imagine if we get some bona fide wide receivers? You know, can you imagine if we go and get some of these tight ends, like this tight end from Baylor, Michael Triggs, or this kid, Sadiq?
Appreciate you, Rich. Yeah. I got to try to stay on time, man. Take care.
Okay, go ahead, Doc.
All right, bro.
Do you think I'm Doc Walker?
I hope. y'all look alike.
I did have another guy at the game on Sunday tell me he always watches me on Channel 5. Somebody needs to put a picture of me and Chad Ricardo side by side.
I think y'all resemble a little bit.
You think I look...
Y'all dress alike.
I think we look more alike than we dress alike. Do you think I look more like Doc Walker or Chad Ricardo?
I think you look like Doc Ricardo.
Like Ricky Ricardo.
Chad Walker.
Nova, all right, phones, if you're on the hold, stay there. Sam Cosby's going to join us at noon. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You're watching B. Mitch and Finley on YouTube or on Monumental.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is putting you in control right from the NBA tip-off because every day to start the season, you get to choose your reward. Take your shot with a profit boost. Play it cool with a no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with a bet-back token. Listen, if you're out there and you'd like to chase those parlays, go for it. You know, whenever I do it, that's what I do. Or you could be a strategist who goes out there and you're playing smart, where you want to go with a no sweat bet so you don't have much to lose. So make your pick. Get in the game and play it your way. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to make your choice. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.